Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Government Relations Director for Minnesota Farmers Union has some concerns about how Congress handled reconciliation. Stu Laurie says healthcare is a priority for the organization, and cuts to Medicaid in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act could be detrimental to rural hospitals.
On EMS, all these other rural support pieces should be obvious to everyone, but you know, we don't dole out Medicaid dollars. We give them to hospitals when they provide care, right? And when someone shows up and they need care, they're obligated to give it to them. So, you know, that's a concern that we'll continue to work on.
Laurie adds that moving the nutrition title to reconciliation also puts the future of the farm bill in doubt. A young rider is hospitalized with serious injuries suffered in a motorcycle crash Thursday night in the Brainerd Lakes area near Nisswa. The Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office says a cycle driven by 18-year-old Ty Wilson left a county road, crossed several driveways, and struck an address sign before coming to rest in a yard. Deputies say Wilson was taken to a Brainerd hospital for treatment of severe injuries. Minnesota professional wrestling legend Baron Von Raschke is remembering his days working with Hulk Hogan, who died on Thursday at the age of 71. Raschke, whose real name is Jim Raschke, wrestled alongside Hogan when Hulk first came to Minneapolis-based AWA in the early 1980s. Raschke says the two always got along well in the ring.
He came up with a lot of showbiz stuff that worked. It worked for him in sensational fashion. He could really read the needs of the crowd as far as dressing and getting his hair and his mustache dyed and wearing the t-shirts that he could rip off. He was a real showman.
Raschke says Hogan was initially supposed to be a heel in Minnesota, but when crowds started cheering for him, his image had to be quickly reinvented. In other headlines, whether you're just starting out, switching careers, or looking to hire, Minnesota Career Force offers personalized support. It's the state's official resource. Career Force Field Director Art Larson says you don't have to navigate the job search alone.
You can get free job search assistance from Career Force. Most people have no idea we exist until a job loss, and they may be called into an unemployment session, and they may hear about us. We'd much rather people hear about us before that happens.
The emerald ash borer has been confirmed in Itasca County, marking the 59th Minnesota county affected since the invasive pest was first detected in 2009. A homeowner south of Grand Rapids reported the infestation. An agreement signed Thursday in North Minneapolis will fund construction of an 8,000-seat amphitheater along the Mississippi River. Officials say the Community Performing Arts Center is a major milestone for the Upper Harbor Terminal redevelopment. This is MNN.